Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, which says, any of us, every one of us, as well as all of us, adult humans, can do absolutely nothing against the truth. But everything we've done in our existence, we are doing right now, and we will see, say, or do, is going to be for the truth. What is the truth? Truth is that principle, that law, that force, that whatever you are saying, saying, or do to function the way they are designed to function. When this law, when this principle is obeyed or fulfilled. That's why I always use this illustration of human reproduction. The reason why a woman is pregnant is because a healthy seed from a man's body, irrespective of who the man is. That's why science has proven that the seed from a man's body can be frozen well after the man has crossed over. Because the law, the truth that brought all of us here is when a healthy seed, healthy semen from a man's body, the man doesn't have to know. Because in conventional relationship, because God arranged for the best of the upbringing of every one of us as children, that childbirth being in the wineskin in the container of an ideal marriage does not mean that is what makes a woman to get pregnant. Whenever a healthy seed from a man's body, like I said, irrespective of who the man is, even if the man is a criminal, that's why you have cases where a criminal takes advantage of the victim. A man will rape a woman and the woman will get pregnant. It's not that the rape is right. It's not as if the man should not be punished for his rape or will not be punished for his rape, but because the man's body produced a healthy seed which fertilizes a healthy egg inside the victim. That is why even science have provision whereby the eggs from a woman's body can be frozen, which means the truth that brought all of us there is that truth. That is why none of us in our existence is a mystic. We all arrive there based on a truth, the truth I've just shared with you, the truth that says once a healthy semen comes from a man's body, irrespective of the owner of the body, and fertilizes a egg that is healthy, that is fertile from a woman's body, irrespective of the woman who owns the body too, you and I, we arrive to fulfill our purpose here. That's why you're not a mystic. Even if your dad, that is the owner of that body that donated the semen, or your mom, the owner of the body that gave the egg, if they are not meant to be together, it doesn't mean you are not meant to be. That's an example of how none of us can do nothing against the truth. Even nurturing of pregnancy is based on the truth. Because you, our sisters, you, our women, you are more graced, and I hope you are hearing me, sisters, you are more graced as a woman than every man out there, even your father, even if your pastor is a man like my humble self. Because in your body, you don't just have the egg, but you also have a womb. All that we have is just the ability to donate. But the carrier of life, all of us, is you, our woman. That's why women are meant to be honored. That is why religion has stolen this truth from you, sisters, and giving you impression that it is men that should be honored. Of course, everybody deserves respect, but women deserve an extra respect. Honor. No woman deserves to be disrespected. Even if they don't respect themselves, you don't have a right as a man to disrespect a woman. And that's why religion plays a role in that, in you, sisters, not knowing your worth, not knowing the truth about yourself. That is why when the word man is mentioned, everybody believes, oh, it applies to both men and women. When he is used for Satan, demons, angels, everybody says it applies to both gender. That's why women can be called my angel, men can be called my angel. That's why women can be called demons, men can be called demons. But yet when it comes to God Almighty, and everybody will agree in the same religion, that we all are made in God's image and likeness. Yet, you see, all hell will be let loose if you use female adjective for God. You see the deception, sisters? How Satan is using religion to belittle your status. For you not to know the truth about yourself. Life is about truth, people of God. So going back to that, another example of truth, of nurturing a pregnancy, which is what the womb is there for. When each and every one of us grows up as a fetus inside the womb, it's not because of who the carrier of the womb is. That is why you sisters, there is no testimony in you getting pregnant or carrying pregnancy to a full term. It's a natural law that is being fulfilled. That's why the worst of a man can have the best of body and donate the best of semen for reproduction. Because your parents, your dad and mom gave you the best of genes doesn't mean they're the best of people. What makes you and I the best of people is the life we live, is the examples we set. That's why it's possible the best dad, the best mom out there might not have the best of house in their body. But you see, because we don't understand that life is about truth, you will think, you even see some parents out of ignorance and foolishness will be claiming their lord over your life, the adult child, because they gave you a handsome body or a beautiful body. The real us is us that is inside this body. So the truth concerning nurturing of a pregnancy, which is the womb, is God designed the womb, which he gave you women to be at a particular temperature, to have that amniotic fluid, because that is what will make all of us as a fetus to grow to full time. And that's why you see science have been able to duplicate that, because there are women who don't have wombs, whose wombs have been removed. That's why you have surrogate mothers. They have to carry. And let me tell you, people will ask, oh, that means that the owner of kid, no. But it's a noble thing. And that's why you sisters start asking yourself questions. Do you know how many women have become rich millionaires from being surrogate mothers? Yet religion, tradition, ignorance will tell you that there's an achievement in you getting pregnant when somebody else can carry that pregnancy and be paid heavily for it. Because the truth about the nurturing of the pregnancy is that healthy womb, which there is no guarantee that you that have a healthy egg will have. That's why you now see religion, ignorance, foolishness, tradition will tell you that something is wrong for you because you grew up in an artificial womb. That is a lie. As long as that artificial womb has the right temperature, like an organic womb, there is no error in you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
This illustration I'm giving you, people of God, is just to illustrate that there's a truth, there's a law, there's a principle for any and every area of your life. Why you're suffering today is because you don't know that truth. You are damaged in your knowledge of that truth. You are ignorant of that truth. You are confused in that truth. You are weak in that truth. And you are careless in that truth. That's why you are in the mess you are in today. Not because you are meant to be in that mess. Not because God wants you to be in that mess. Not because somebody calls you and said you will be in this mess. Not because Satan wants you in that mess. Not because angels want you now, or not because of the circumstance. It is your innocence, your damage, your ignorance, your confusion, your weakness, your carelessness that put you there. The same situation, the same relationship, the same job you're doing. If you can discover the truth concerning it, things will change. Just like you see marriage. What many people call marriage today is a disaster. The only three things that makes marriage, and once you take one of these legs out of that tripod, that stool of marriage is going to tumble. And that's what we call marriage today. It's a prison, it's a disaster, it's hell. Because you are happy with a situation doesn't make the situation right. Happiness is due to perception. Happiness is like food. No matter how healthy a food is, if you are given a food, your system, your body is not used to. Your body's first reaction is to purge because you are eating a food, even though it's healthy, but your body is not used to it. That is what is deceiving many of us. We are already years in a mess, but because we want it, because we have accepted it, we believe it's the truth. No! As long as it does not connect, conform with the law, the principle for that area, for that situation, it's not the truth. And God is not in it. That's why a lot of us have turned our back on the right thing just because it displeases us. What displeases you, what makes you displeased in something or someone is your estimation about that. That's why there are people all of us meet in life. We will take them serious, we will do things for them, but we don't mean anything to these people because they don't have faith in us. And there are people that are horrible to us. We don't feel the horribility. We don't care. We still hold on because of faith. That's another application of truth. So using that example of marriage, the only relationship that is marriage is when men who are called phylogenes, men who understand their limitation, that women carries glory more than them, that the worst of a woman is greater than the best of a man. Those are phylogenes who knows that their best as a man cannot be obtained until they go under the influence of an ideal woman. That's the first leg of marriage. The second leg of marriage is that ideal woman, and that's the most powerful leg, the strongest leg of marriage, which God calls in the scriptures queen. And the mark of a queen has nothing to do with fertility of your body. That's why Apostle Peter said, don't let your beauty, your glory, sister, don't let it be in your beauty. Solomon even said it. He said, beauty is vain. And I always tell you, sister, if beauty is vain, so is fertility. Because you are fertile like an animal, doesn't mean you're a queen. Just like if beauty doesn't mean what production means. And because you know you are hypersexual, because you are a joy to any man that have sexual fellowship with you, doesn't make you a queen. What makes you a queen is usage of your sound mind. When truth is your God, that's what makes you a queen as a woman. When children, not your children, children are special adults, when they're the top spot in your life, when your own sweat, you value it more than a billion naira any man will give you. When you know that you are the one that is created to be a blessing to men, not the other way around. That's what makes you a queen. That's the second leg in marriage. And the third, most important, not the greatest, I've said being a queen is the greatest. Being an ideal man is in between. But the most important leg of marriage, which is the third leg, is that man in that relationship seeing that queen as his wife figure. And I keep on telling you, men, you know I'm telling you the truth. And sisters, listen to this. No matter what you do for a man, it doesn't mean a man will see you as his wife figure. It's men determined. This, like you see, another reason why when you women make marriage priority, God is not in it. Because two out of those three legs is determined by men. You only determine only one, and two is greater than one. At this third leg, the most important. When a woman is a man's wife figure, that man never sees error. That is why you see men, even though they demonize prostitutes, many of them, their real wife figure are these same innocent women called prostitutes, because they know other men access her, but they don't mind. They will still access her. But you, that you think you are their wife figure, you are just a prisoner. I'm not promoting prostitutes. I'm just telling you the truth. If a man sees you as his wife figure, it's not because you are holy, which you should be as a queen. It's because that is how he values you. That's why I'm using that illustration. So don't mix it up. It's only when these three legs are in marriage that you have a marriage that God is in. That marriage that any offspring, any child raised in that marriage, goodness and mercy follows them all the days of their life, especially when the woman, the maternal figure, is still existing in the flesh in this world. All these examples that I've given today, we encourage people of God and realize that all other areas of our life, even the one I didn't give example, there's a truth, there's a principle that makes it what it's supposed to be. Go for that truth. Do everything to stay with that truth. Persevere against all opposition and hold on to that truth, and you will see yourself becoming that personality that you are created to be. Stay blessed, people of God, and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. Twitter at Shining Light M. Website www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.